Matt Men is brought to you by Blue Chew. Right now, get a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MATTMEN. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's Blue Chew, BLUECHEW.com. Promo code MATTMEN. Try it for free. Hey, everybody, welcome to MATTMEN, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by Rich316.
Boosh.
What's up, the shirt.
Thank you. It's my Stevie316 shirt.
What is the origin of a Stevie316?
My wife went on vacation and she found it in a store that sold a bunch of wrestling stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, you know, it's how Latinos say Steve.
Is that all it was?
Stevie, yeah.
Stevie, like, I thought it was like a something else.
She'd like, you'd appreciate this, and I do. I love it.
We're here on a Sunday. We're both beat up today. I feel like we're both beat up. Come down with a cold. This room is like an incubator.
It's very hot in here.
It is very hot. It's always very hot in here. But Rich is hungover. And we're here for the next hour or so discussing the Elimination Chamber and, of course, everything else that's happening in professional wrestling
now.
Because obviously there's a lot of AEW news. There's a lot of news breaking out for this show. There's a lot of other WWE news that's coming out. But I want to thank everybody for joining us on a Sunday. Guys, this is absolutely awesome how you guys show up. We do this live. We talk to you on Twitter at MATTMEN Podcast. We talk to you in our chat on Discord and on YouTube and on Facebook. I mean, this is nuts. We have like 10 different thousand platforms. Amazing people. Love the audience. Love everybody that's hanging
absolutely
out here. Guys, remember, if you want to help the show out, you could do so by going to patreon.com/MATTMENPodcast. We got our first podcast donation.
Beautiful.
$50, you get a live read for your podcast at the end of each show.
Awesome.
So we got one this week. We're going to start it on Thursday. Very excited. If you have a podcast that you want promoted, you go to patreon.com/MATTMENPodcast. I'm fun to stare. Also, Pro Wrestling Tees is having a President's Day sale starting tomorrow. You could go to prowrestlingtees.com/MATTMENPodcast and get a nice discount on your MATTMEN tees over there. You could go and walk around with a MATTMEN t-shirt.
I want to see those.
Say, what's a podcast queen?
I want to see those shirts out in the wild.
I have yet to see one. I have seen a Neat Sleep Podcast repeat one,
yeah,
but I have no idea if it was ours or someone really copied it, because I walked by the guy and he had no idea who I was.
Do you think he bought it from a dude who was selling it outside of Madison Square Garden from a trunk for like
quite possible
$20?
Quite possible.
It's made of cardboard.
Quite possible. Rich, you can follow Rich at BTC Rich, and of course Andrew's Aaron for me. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, guys, you could actually fund us there very easily. Hit the super chat button, that dollar sign under the chat, and you can fund us that way as well. So let's get started with this. I want to save the Elimination Chamber for the second half of the show.
Absolutely.
But I do want to run down some of the news from Thursday to today that maybe we didn't get a chance to discuss on the show and or just happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff has been going on. The Undertaker stuff, a lot more information has come out for this. Undertaker will be at StarCast. Mm-hmm. So will Ric Flair.
Yes.
Two big names announced.
Yes.
What do you make of this?
Flair, I feel like Flair has a history of, like, he'll do appearances, you know, it's fine. The Undertaker thing I find very fascinating because they're not, obviously they can't call him The Undertaker. So it's, you know, Mark Callis, quote unquote, The Undertaker.
Mark Calloway. Yeah.
Right? Quote unquote, The Undertaker. And this dude is charging $25,000 for an hour.
Wow.
For an appearance. And I believe $150 for like a photo op and autograph.
$150 right? For an autograph and photo. Yep.
That's money on money. For a mortician, he's doing very well.
He's the most successful mortician. Was he a mortician?
He was an Undertaker.
Is an Undertaker a mortician?
I believe so.
Okay.
But I think that is so fascinating. And I also feel like it like, it fans the fires of rumors so well because now people are like, does this mean Undertaker is going to be at Double or Nothing?
No, it does not mean that.
Why?
He will not be at Double or Nothing.
Tell me why. Is he loyal to Vince?
Yes. If he's at Double or Nothing, if he shows up as, give me an Undertaker name that is not The Undertaker. Actually, chat room also assist with this.
Yes.
Give me an Undertaker name that is not The Undertaker.
Can he show up as the Dead Man spelled D-E-D-D?
Deed man.
Yeah.
The deed man.
The deed man.
What does he do? He just he watches you sign for the lease of your house?
Road Dogg's going to be on Double or Nothing also, by the way. That's just a rumor.
No, you just made that
would be amazing.
You just made that.
I think if this dude makes an appearance, he's going to show up as American Badass, which is how he dresses in real life, right? Bandana, t-shirt, you know, maybe a chain wallet, some boots. That's the way to go. The Flair stuff, again, like Flair has been doing appearances like forever. But, he charges like $10.
Yeah, Flair makes a little bit more sense, right? That's his son-in-law. Conrad is his son-in-law.
Right, right.
He's close to Cody, and he does these events, like you said, all the time.
Yeah.
So for Flair to do this, not a big deal. But for The Undertaker to do an event like this, by the way, this is not going to be the only one. He's going to do he's doing some stuff in the UK.
Yes.
And he's also going to be doing one of the big comic and pop conventions. Mm. He's going to do those too, those are fine. But for the fact that he's doing StarCast and StarCast is so closely associated with AEW, even though they're separate, they're closely associated.
Right.
Very interesting.
We got two good names in the chat room.
Okay.
Armand says the Grave Man.
The Grave Man.
Which I like.
The Grave Man.
If he came out on Gravedigger, that'd be more
spooky
amazing.
Dude.
And MG Geek said the Reaper.
The Reaper, Big Evil.
Love it. I think Big Evil's trademarked.
Maybe that is trademarked.
Anything that they've said on TV is probably trademarked.
A lot of people said the Dead Man. Use the Dead Man. I'm sure that's trademarked to some extent as well.
They're going to spell man, M-A-H-N.
Mahone.
Dead Man.
What if he says me, Mark Calloway? You know, he comes out. He could be the Skyscrapers again with Dan Spivey.
Yeah.
You know, he could just do that. Is The Undertaker going to wrestle somewhere else? I would say I'll eat my shoe.
Oh, we talked about what you could do.
I'll say I'll eat my shoe.
With the thing on
top. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll eat my shoe.
If he wrestles anywhere else.
If he wrestles anywhere else. That is Vince's. We got to remember, though, Vince McMahon, what is his all-time most successful creation?
By far, The Undertaker.
It's The Undertaker.
Absolutely.
Longevity-wise, he never left.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock left, right? Yeah. Steve Austin, that was kind of his own thing.
Right.
Vince McMahon created The Undertaker. And it just so happens to be the most successful long-term gimmick ever.
And that's the best word for it, gimmick, right? Well, there's a story that... and I believe The Undertaker has told the story numerous times where when he was, out of his contract with WCW, I think, and he was getting the feelers out there for WWF, Vince McMahon called him and said, am I speaking to The Undertaker? And he said, yeah, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And Vince had that on paper. It was just looking for a guy.
He wanted a guy for The Undertaker.
Imagine how sour it could have went if it was somebody else.
Imagine if he goes... He hangs up the phone and goes, this is my chance to go to New York.
Right.
Right? And this effing guy wants me to be a zombie. I'm 6'10", whatever he is. I'm 300 and something pounds. I'm big. I'm bad. And he wants me to be a zombie.
If you were in that position and they showed you the sketches for that character, wouldn't you turn around and be like, yes, I will be the cowboy Undertaker. Put me with Percy Pringle. I don't agree. Well, put me with Brother Love, you know?
Brother Love first. Yeah, and then Percy. I don't know. You know what it is? You don't know what's going through your mind.
Right.
Because I don't think most people have the... And this is the difference. You know, you could crap on Vince McMahon all you want.
Mm-hmm.
He has the ability to kind of foresee at certain moments.
Absolutely.
It's more than just throwing gimmicks out and hitting the nail on the head. This guy... You know, in the 90s, in the late 90s, in TV, he had they used to say he had the golden touch.
Yes.
He tapped into a demo that was impossible to penetrate, and it's 18 to 34.
Right.
That is the creme de la creme for markets to get, because the buying power's there, the influence power's there, all that is there with 18 to 34. He was able to tap into that multiple times. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He had the Midas touch. I mean, that's a reality. The Undertaker is a far-fetched concept.
100%.
And he did it twice. He did it with Kane.
Three times. Mankind.
Mankind also, yeah.
You know,
Mankind was a weird gimmick, too, like that.
Because he was supposed to be the third brother.
At one point,
right?
Yeah.
And he did have Paul Bearer as manager. That, like, the late
Uncle
90s.
Uncle Paul. He called him Uncle Paul.
Did he?
Yeah. Uncle Paul!
The late 90s Vince McMahon stuff is so effing fascinating because people always concentrate on the mid-90s as the worst gimmicks. But he learned something from that. And if you think about it, if you really think about it, those late 90s characters were so gonzo bananas like the mid-80s. You had The Undertaker, right? You had Kane, his burned-up brother, right?
Kane, and yeah, his burned-up brother.
You had Mankind, who was also like a spooky character.
He was another weirdo boiler room guy.
You had the male stripper, Shawn Michaels.
You had the ultimate sexy boy.
Was he the sex guy?
He was sexy, yeah.
After Rude leaves, you know, was he like the sex...
Oh, that's actually interesting.
Like the sex appeal guy?
He was the sex appeal guy, yeah.
And then after that was Val Venus, right?
Yeah, but not to, like, the same level.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, Val was...
It's pornographic.
He was pornographic. Yeah, he was gross. Yeah, know? Val was gross.
Yeah.
By the way, I do, since we're on the topic of Val Venus, you know, sexy guy, right? Uh-huh. What would he do? What was his gimmick?
He was a porn star. He had the towel.
Yeah, it was a porn
star.
He
would talk about... I believe he would talk about if one leg on a woman was Thanksgiving,
yeah,
and if the other leg on a woman was Christmas, he would like to visit in between the holidays. And in order to do that,
yeah,
you might need some stimulation.
You might. And one of the best lines he ever had was he said he was like a Rubik's Cube. The more you play with it, the harder it gets. But I'm always curious if he used Blue Chew.
Ah.
Guys, this is... I wonder if Val Venus was a Blue Chew guy, or if he would have been a Blue Chew guy. Do you think Val Venus needed Blue Chew?
By the way, we are so good at this. We did not plan this bit ahead of time.
No, not at all. You did good with this. Let's talk about Blue Chew. Listen, Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know that stuff works. You can pick either whichever one you want. You could take the time. You could take time anywhere, day or night, even on a full stomach. It's easy to chew it. You had your Blue Chew experience, and so did I.
Fantastic.
We exchanged Blue Chew stories.
Oh, yes. And then we took some more.
Yeah. And then we just didn't gobble them up, but we were very – we paced ourselves. And then we went out in public with it. That's what we do.
Super cool about it.
Yeah, it was super cool about it. Nobody knew a thing. Listen, everybody could use a little assistance every now and then, including Val Venus. Listen, it's quite possible.
Absolutely.
Maybe, you know, he had to be on all the time. Yeah. Sometimes you got stuff going on. You got to file your taxes. I can't think about this right now.
Right.
You know, pop a little Blue Chew within 30 minutes. You're good to go. This is a great offer they have for our viewers. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use a special code MATMEN. You just pay $5 for the shipping. That's MATMEN as our promo code. That's BlueChew. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code MATMEN. Try for free. Just pay the shipping. These guys are absolutely awesome.
Yes.
Another one of our viewers made a beautiful picture of us. And it's me and you at the bar on Monday. And on the bottom, it says Blue Chew. Great. Awesome. Yeah. BlueChew.com. Use offer code MATMEN. Promo code MATMEN when you check out. And it's absolutely free. Just pay $5 for the shipping. Let's talk about Blue Chew and Val Venus.
Please. I could do an hour about
let's,
that.
Let's do that some more.
Easily.
What a weird character, huh? Oh, Jamie on YouTube. $2. Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
J-A-M-I.
Jamie.
Jamie. Okay, good.
Jamie.
Listen, I'm feeling it right now.
The Blue Chew?
No. I'm feeling the congestion.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if it'll help with that. I should ask.
You know what? I did feel my sinuses get cleared. I was laser focused. Laser focused. Yeah.
Laser focused in this. All right.
If you got a lover to please and a lover to squeeze.
Yeah, you called me immediately. You called me immediately.
Oh, yeah. Day. I called you during.
Yeah. I told Jess, I'm like, we got to try this. She's like, all right, whatever. Let's do it. So Undertaker charging $25,000 per hour.
Oh,
we covered that. The other stuff that was coming out for the AEW stuff is Cody just had surgery. He had a scope. He'll be fine. He's already rehabbing it. He'll be okay by May 25th.
Good to go.
But who's his opponent? Who makes sense?
A lot of people are skewing towards Flip Gordon, right?
Okay.
So for me, my top three names. Number one, I do think it's going to be Stephen Amell.
You think it's Stephen Amell?
Okay. I think it's Stephen Amell because of the history on the Arrow stuff, and then there was he did have the match at All In with Christopher Daniels, and I think the boys got the itch. Flip would be cool, but I feel like at this point it might be like a little bit of a letdown because it's the obvious choice. The third choice that I have that we talked about on Thursday is Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah.
The Natural.
I'm very interested to see what Dustin does because that's something we got cheated out of.
Yes.
You know, we never saw that real... We got like a 3-minute match or whatever it was.
Right.
We saw a couple of them, but it was not... We didn't really get the match that we should have had with mm-hmm. them. I think this is the moment to do it. I did, however, yesterday... So, do you have that Pluto app, Pluto TV?
I don't.
Okay. It's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like live TV.
Okay.
But it's programmed live TV.
Okay.
It's free. It's an app that you download. Obviously, they're not paying me to talk about this, which I have no problem taking your money. Pluto
like
TV. But they have a TNA channel. They have an Impact channel. And
interesting.
It's just old episodes of Impact airing.
Okay.
Every single episode, Jeff Jarrett's champion. And
of
the more
course.
I watch, the more I watch it, the more I realize that was a pivotal reason why TNA didn't really take off.
Doing the old school promoting.
I think that Jeff Jarrett stuff was like, to me, I don't mind Jeff Jarrett. Like,
right.
I don't
right,
mind
right.
him every now and then popping in and out like this. I was really excited when he did the thing with Road Dogg the first time.
Yes, yeah.
But the second I hear that Impact theme of his, the TNA theme, you know what I'm talking about? It's like I have PTSD from it. I want to go and cry.
Okay.
I can't do it. It just reminds, it's so, it, the whole thing reminds me of a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good time, like a bad time.
Yeah.
Like when I took, and this is a true story, I took Salvia.
Oh boy.
In high school.
Yeah.
And I took it right before Holocaust Literature.
Oh no, thank
and
you.
It was the worst 15 minutes of my life.
I'm sure.
It was really uncomfortable. Like I didn't see purple and I didn't see like crazy stuff, but it was... Just inside of me, I was so uncomfortable because I realized that I was on something in Holocaust literature.
Oh my
and I
God.
Was trying to control my life at that moment. And all I'm thinking about is what the professor, you know, teacher's talking about at the moment. Mrs. Sagian, that was her name.
Oh, my gosh.
She was Armenian, too. Persian Armenian. So that's the feeling I get with Jeff Jarrett in TNA.
He gives you the sweats.
He gives me the sweats.
He gives you the cold sweats.
So I was watching... it was an Impact episode where he was Dustin Runnels.
Okay.
Okay. He teamed up with, I can't remember who, against a team. I think it was Eric Watts, the other guy.
Boy.
But their gimmick was that they were in security shirts. I can't remember the name for the life of me. I'm sure somebody in our audience definitely remembers this.
Somebody knows this.
Somebody knows this tag team.
Absolutely.
They were wearing red shirts and it said security. And they were like two big guys.
Oh my God.
I have no idea what they were.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched that and I'm watching this match happen. And I'm going, it's 2004, by the way. So we're not like early in TNA. We're like 2 years in. Man, no wonder this thing never took off.
Right.
AJ Styles could kill himself. You know, all these guys, Chris Daniels could kill himself. Samoa Joe could fall off an 80-foot ladder. But the second you're placed in this match... I'm done.
Let me ask you something.
By the way, Jamie Coy, $5, just sending my thanks.
Thanks, Jamie.
Too sweet.
We love you.
Love you.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
And we always we dip into like this weird TNA analyzation every so often. And let me ask you something. Do you think a lot of their downfall was them treating all the guys that we love like either Cruisers in WCW or Jeff Hardy clones? Because like you said, you just made me think of something. AJ Styles could kill himself.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't help. And these guys should have had top placement since the get-go, and they should have been put over and over and over again. Instead, what you got was a long and awkward main event mafia story with former WWE guys. You had Christian. I love Christian.
Yeah.
But, you know, Christian immediate title win. You had
RVD title, immediate title win.
RVD,
Kurt Angle,
and there were dudes on the roster that, you know, the Young Bucks were on the TNA roster as Generation Me.
But I don't think they would have. I don't think, like the Young Bucks, for example, I could see that sliding through your hands, right? if you don't have bigger plans. I think the problem with them, and by the way, I watched all the time. Like, there are people, and I'm sure I'm going to get this, that are going to tell me that, TNA was, you know, the best, and I'm hating on TNA and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never disliked TNA.
Right.
I don't even think the Hogan era killed it.
No.
I think the problem was that they were at a time and a place that their identity didn't really exist.
I agree with that.
Right? Were they a rebranded WCW? Were they a Ring of Honor type organization? Were they the WWE?
ECW too.
Were they ECW?
They did a lot of ECW stuff.
Dude, a ton of ECW stuff.
When the Young Bucks were Generation Me, during that time, I remember watching it. And
I got to interrupt you. I got to interrupt you. Armand, $4.99 for Rich looking extra cute today.
Thanks, bud. Camera one, camera two.
The cutest podcaster in the world, Rich Stambolian.
The world's cutest teenager. You had Generation Me, right? You had the Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. And you had Team 3D, the Dudley Boys.
Beer Money.
And this was like, holy crap, this is amazing tag team wrestling. Were these guys ever at the top of that card? No. The stuff that got mired with Hogan, you just made me think at this point, and this is my own opinion. Again, like, I'm not a TNA hater. I liked it. But it always seemed like they were on a sinking ship, and everybody on that ship jumped to a less sinking ship at some point, and they kept jumping to other ships
until they went back to the big cruise liner that's WWE.
Exactly.
Until they got picked up by them.
Exactly. And then, you know, like, and it's a testament to, like, how awkward that company was, because look what WWE did with these guys. Look at that.
I you know, first of all, the machine of the WWE is really what does it, right?
Yeah.
By the way, Jamie says, love current TNA. I love current TNA.
Yeah.
I think it's really good for what it is, and but what are they now, right? What are they?
I'll tell you what they are for me. It's the last bit of wrestling that I try and I can't watch.
That's like the last.
It's like on the list. That's at the bottom.
Yeah,
where I'm like, I'm not as a fan. I don't think I'm missing that much. I'm sure I'll see these guys somewhere. You know, it's like a weird thing that I have.
But I mean, you know, at the end of the. By the way, I don't blame Russo either. A lot of people are quick to blame Vince Russo for things.
Or Dixie.
I think it's a total dysfunction. You know what I mean? Like, you're only as good as 100%. The people surrounding you.
100%.
Vince Russo could have been the Messiah to wrestling, and he's only as good as the Vince McMahon next to him or Dixie Carter is.
Absolutely.
You need somebody. And I think there was such dysfunction because they were a ragtag group of people.
Mm-hmm.
It really was like misfit land. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just went to TNA, and then you were on TV for a couple of weeks, and then something happened, and you were gone.
You hope for the best.
You really did. I'm sad that they didn't get to where they could have been.
Yes.
Because there was about 2 years that if they played everything right, when they were on Spike TV...
Yes.
That could have been their moment. I think the ring hurt them. That six-sided ring really hurt them. I for all the people that love the six-sided ring, there's two or three that don't.
Okay.
You know why? They're not watching.
Right, right.
That ring, to me, hurt it. It was too small. You put a guy like Kevin Nash in that ring.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
It looked so silly. Mm-hmm. It looked so silly.
Isn't Scott Steiner on top now in TNA?
No. Scott Steiner did a lap dance. It was actually the most viewed video in recent TNA history. Yeah. Scott Steiner getting a lap dance.
It's also very, and I will say this too, it's also very weird at this point where, like, TNA within the last year has honestly looked like production wise,
talent
wise, they got their poop together, right? I could say poop.
Yeah.
They got their poop together, and then all of a sudden it's like, here is the Falcon that is about to steal the newborn in AEW, where I'm sure people are like, oh, come on, we're going to get it right this time.
I know. Well, you know what it is also, dude? You know, how many times can you say, like, oh, they're Global Force Wrestling. Now it's TNA. It's Impact. It's Impact Wrestling. It's owned by Anthem. It's owned by this. It's owned by Jared. It's owned by Dixie. It's owned by Panda. It's owned by, you know, Panda Energy.
Were you excited with the announcement of Global Force Wrestling?
So excited with that green.
So green.
Everything was green. It was like the anti-TNA. Everything was green. Instead of bullet, everything was green.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And then, like, the weird part about that, like, where Global Force will lay is, for me, it would always be, like, years ago on the show, we were looking at their roster, and half those dudes were in contracts with WWE at that point. Like, I think they had Gallows and Anderson listed on their roster while they, like, 2 weeks after they debuted on Raw.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Another thing with TNA. Mm-hmm. Again, like you were saying with the Young Bucks, it's like, oh, well, maybe those opportunities slipped through their fingers. But, yo, Kazuchika Okada.
I know.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Sonata.
I think more Sonata. Nakamura was a loner.
Okay.
But Okada was there.
Oh, my God.
I don't think WWE would have been able to fix Okada. Like, no. I don't think they would have known what to do with him.
No.
Single-handedly, probably the best wrestler in the world right now.
He's the main event.
I'm hearing myself, by the way. I'm so nasally. I sound like I'm from Glen Cove, Long Island right now.
I thought you were going to say I'm so sexy.
I'm so sexy right now. We'll always touch on TNA and we'll talk about this. Guys, I do want to remind everybody, what you're watching is Matt Men, a lot of first-timers coming here. Getting a lot of messages from people saying, hey, first time I found this show. We broadcast live on Thursdays at 10 a.m. East. The show is released on podcast form, obviously, here on YouTube and on everywhere podcasts are available. We have an audio and video form. You can subscribe to us where everywhere podcasts are available. Obviously, we want you guys also to subscribe on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. You can hit it on the video. You can hit it on the bottom of the video. Every time you subscribe, it obviously lets you know when we're going live. And it's a huge help to us to get to our goal of 3,000 subscriptions by March. That's our goal. By the end of March, we want to be at 3,000 subscriptions here on YouTube. You can fund us on Patreon, patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. And you can fund us here on YouTube. Hit that super chat button. We already got a couple bucks. It paid for our beer and our pizza today.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. They pay for our beer. We want to pay for our pizza. That's what we want to do.
You pay for our alcoholism. We'll pay for our food. We'll pay for our nutrition, all right?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Go ahead.
So, obviously, BTC Rich and Andrew Zarian on Twitter. Let's talk about Elimination Chamber.
Yes, sir.
Today marks the 500th Elimination Chamber, right?
Yeah. 5,000th
Elimination Chamber.
I do feel like it's such a looming presence in pro wrestling.
Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, where it's like even more, I feel like it's even more prominent than Hell in a Cell because it's two words that really don't go together that they somehow make work.
Elimination and Chamber.
Yeah.
By the way, the pay-per-view name is different in Germany.
What's it called?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the name. Somebody will tell me. I forgot what it's called. But it's not called Elimination Chamber in Germany.
Boy.
Yeah. It's they call it something else because those two words are naughty.
Can you shut the mics off for a second?
Yeah. That's exactly why.
Really?
That's exactly why.
Interesting.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No. At first I thought you were being facetious, and then I thought about it.
No. No, I wasn't. It's not a joke. It's really not named that.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. So what we actually have here from the Pro Wrestling Scorecard. These guys do scorecards. Obviously, you can fund them on Patreon. Also, we have our own contest. If MG Geek would be as so nice to post our game, our link to our contest on in the chat rooms, that'll be awesome.
Get to work.
So Pro Wrestling Scorecard does this awesome thing where you can fill it out. You can play a game along. At the end of the show, Rich and I are going to fill this out.
Yes.
To kind of guess everything that's happening. Actually, you know what? The pre-show, probably we're going to go into the pre-show. Why don't we do the first one? Buddy Murphy, Akira Tozawa.
I need a pen.
Okay, here you go. Buddy Murphy, Akira Tozawa. I'm going to go with...
I'm going Buddy.
I'm going to go with Akira.
Bud.
Okay, so we'll do that one.
Buddy. All right.
Yeah, all right, so beautiful. The first one's done because I want to keep score of this. Let's go down the card. Do you have... the pay-per-view. There we go. We both
right
have
here.
It right in front of us. Look
oh,
at that.
Buddy Murphy versus Kurt Desire for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh, by the way, it's called No Escape in Germany.
Okay.
That's still
a little weird.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Buddy Murphy, Kira Tozawa. I'm going to go with Akira Tozawa. You're going with Buddy Murphy.
Going with Bud. Okay? Bud man.
And chat room, play along with us also. You list who you think is going over in these matches.
Are we gonna go? Are we just doing the matches? Are we doing the?
Oh, let's do the side two.
The stipulation.
Pin, submission, Or I'm going to go with what's Akira Tozawa's finisher?
You know what?
I'm going to go with a pin.
I think he does a stomp. I think he also does like the Finn Balor stomp. I'm not too sure.
Does the match go over 10 minutes? I say no.
I say yes.
Number of aerial moves? I'm going to go with...
Three.
Eight.
Three.
Yeah.
Pin. Right. Three aerial moves. All right. Tag team championships. SmackDown Live. Best tag team in the world. That is The Miz and Shane. I feel like they...
Versus the Usos.
Versus the Usos. I feel like they miss an opportunity... to call them the Shiz.
The Shiz.
Yeah, Shane and Miz, right? Like, they're the Shiz.
Yeah.
That would have been so good. Put that on a t-shirt. You sell a million t-shirts. Guys, if you're listening, I know WWE Creative watches this.
The Shiz. They do. They actually do. And there was a very specific thing that we said over a year ago on the show.
Yeah.
That ended up happening on TV, and I got a little a wink from them at that.
Also, not being facetious about that.
What, that they watch. Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah. By the way, did we talk about what's going on with the Usos on Thursday? Had that happened already?
It did not happen. Jey Uso got arrested for a DUI, I believe?
No. Not a DUI.
Okay.
Nobody got DUIs.
Okay.
Actually, I believe it had happened. It happened on Wednesday. So we did talk about it very, very quickly. But
okay.
So it turns out that Trinity was driving. Naomi,
mm-hmm.
and she was going up a one-way, the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
and cops pulled them over. According to the cop, there was a strong smell of booze in the car.
Mm-hmm.
They did not get arrested, as far as we know, because we don't really know beyond this.
Right.
It could have happened, and they're doing a very good job at not releasing this information, but Jimmy Uso's mugshot came out, and he got arrested for disorderly conduct because he tried to fight the cop.
Jeez.
And the cop had a taser out and threatened to tase him.
He is not Haku.
No, he's not Haku, but, balls on him to try to fight.
Yeah.
So something's going on with that. And also, I'm not going to go into the Corey Graves stuff, because I think it's a really crappy thing that's going on.
Yeah.
And there's really not much to say beyond, him and his wife are not in a good place right now.
It's weird, too, because, like I said on the show on Thursday, that was my underdog pick. Naomi and Carmella.
And
now, come on.
I don't know.
Come on, guys.
I don't know. So who are you going with? Usos or Shane and Miz?
I'm going with the Shiz, baby.
I'm going with the Usos.
Ooh, really?
Yep, because then you can start the whole Shane thing.
He is also kayfabing his gimmick about the Uso Penitentiary, trying to fight cops.
He is kayfabing it. I'm going to say it's a pinfall. Who makes the fall? I'm going to say Jimmy. Who takes the fall? It's going to be Shane. And number of near falls, I'm going to go with four.
I'm going DQ. Going who makes the fall? Shane. Because Shane's new gimmick is he's dying while he's wrestling. And Miz is forcing him to wrestle.
He wrestles like a 50-year-old dad.
Yes.
Shane, right?
Number of near falls, three near falls.
I'm going with four.
Okay. All right. Okay. Next up, Intercontinental Championship Handicap Mash, Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor. Going with Leo Rush.
Well, no. You're going Leo pinning?
Yes.
Who? Pinning?
Pinning Balor.
Pinning Balor. I'm going to go with Finn pinning Leo.
Okay.
It's a pin. Number of near falls, I'm going to go with three.
Three.
Leo Rush makes or takes it?
Makes. I'm going to circle you. There's a circle.
I'm going to go with makes. Number of aerial moves, I'm going to do three.
Four. I'm doing four.
Okay. I'm going to go with Finn Balor winning this.
Okay.
Because then he could pin Leo Rush, and that'll cause some sort of weird tension between Lashley and Leo, and Lashley never loses.
I do think Leo with the belt and Lashley is as heavy is friggin' fantastic.
But Leo can't have the belt.
Why not?
Because it's not a
it's a handicap match.
Yeah, 2-on-1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was whoever wins it takes. Interesting. No. Okay. Women's Championship for Raw, Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. I'm going Ruby Riott.
I'm going Ronda.
Ruby
submission minutes in this match plus or minus 1. I'm going to go with 12 minutes.
I'm going 8 minutes.
And Riot Squad does interfere.
Okay.
So the next match, first of all, Ronda Rousey, I'm curious how this match plays out. Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax, Ruby Riott, because it's going to show how good Ruby is.
Oh,
more than how good Ronda is, because we know that Ronda could have a really good match with someone that's really good.
Yeah.
You know, this will be a nice test for Ruby Riott to see how much of a in-ring, you know, worker she is.
So you think Ronda's taking it?
Yeah. It'll be quick.
I think they're going to throw a monkey wrench into this because you don't need Ronda having the belt going into WrestleMania.
No, Ronda's going in with the belt.
I don't think she has to go into with the belt. I think she can go in without the belt. And
well, they're challenging for the belt.
It's going to be a... Okay. Well, technically not.
Well, there's one more pay-per-view.
Right.
There's one more pay-per-view, so you could do whatever.
Wacky finish, dusty finish, no DQ match, Braun Strowman versus Barry Corbin. I say who cares?
Barry Corbin.
I'm going Braun. Actually, no, I'm gonna go Corbin.
Okay, I'm gonna go Braun. I'm gonna say pin.
Corbin,
number of finishes.
Number of finishers?
Oh, finishers.
One finisher.
One. Announce table destroyed in a match?
Yes.
Yes, because this will be the last one that they could go outside.
Outside interference? No.
Ah, maybe. Wait a minute. Does Drew interfere?
A lot of people are left off this card.
A lot of people are left off this card. All right. So next we have the two chamber matches.
Yes.
We have the WWE. You know what? Let's go with the women's match first. You're going to have Nia Jax and Tamina versus Riot Squad versus Bayley and Sasha versus the Iconics versus Carmella and Naomi versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Mm. All, honestly, all strong, strong contenders.
Well, I'm looking at this, right?
Yeah, please. Tell me.
I would say if it's not going to be Bayley and Sasha, it should be Nia and Tamina.
I agree with that, but I don't think they need the belts. If what I'm saying is true about Ruby Riott, I logically will have to go with the Riot Squad.
Do me a favor. Yeah. Jiggle your cord for me a little bit.
Like this?
Yeah, no, like push this? It in and out. Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, pull it in. Push it in.
Like that?
Yeah, unplug it and plug it in. Yeah. No, like, yeah. There you go. Yeah, just like that. I'm getting that weird.
I'm not even.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah, so much better.
Great.
Nobody could hear it except for me.
That's fine.
I have the ears of a fox.
I think you're hearing things. I think you have the ears of an aardvark.
I'm going to tell you something. I took a little too many sleeping gimmicks the other day.
Really?
And I was hearing stuff.
Is something wrong? Do you need help?
Losing
Did
my
you
mind.
You take like 30?
No, I took one. I took one and I forgot I took it and I took a second one.
Oh, boy.
And things got a little weird.
You got extra sleepy.
Yeah.
Are you still it's the Ambien?
No. Okay. No. I haven't taken Ambien in years.
Are you on the Ambien?
Are you shooting up that Ambien?
All right.
So let's see. I'm gonna go with entry.
Oh, man, this is
three,
where it gets
four,
very complicated.
Five,
I can't
what
even
does
this read
mean?
This.
Three,
this
four,
point.
Five, six.
Yeah.
Entry
order. Well, who
well
you,
we could do this after. We could do this part.
Who do you
after.
Think is gonna win?
I'm gonna put my money on Bayley and Sasha.
I'm gonna do. Riot Squad?
Okay.
Or Mandy and...
I'm not filling this part out yet.
Okay.
Because I want to... It's going to take... It's too complicated.
All right. Men's Elimination Chamber.
Who are you going with? Are you going with Riot Squad?
I'm either going with the Riot Squad or Mandy. Mandy
okay,
and,
cool.
Sonya.
Blue Eyed Prince, my favorite user in the YouTube because of his username. Riot Squad winning makes sense as they have been feuding with Sasha and Bayley since all of last year. Yeah.
Hey man.
Yeah, a lot of people are into this Riot Squad pick.
Men's Elimination Chamber for the WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan with Rowan versus AJ Styles versus Kofi Kingston with The New Day versus Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton.
This is a... Interesting, right? Like, imagine if the brand split had not happened. And who this match would be for the WWE title.
Yeah.
I would say that AJ Styles would be there, Daniel Bryan would be there, Kofi would not, Jeff would be not, and those two would be replaced with, I would assume, Seth Rollins.
Okay.
And I would go with Drew.
Drew Gulak?
Drew Gulak. Drew Galloway. Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
I think that would be the pick. What an interesting combination here. I mean, this is really the top. They've done a good job at saying, like, okay, this is our top card.
Yes.
Right? Kofi obviously is in there because of the injury to Mustafa Ali.
Mm.
He was planned, by the way, from the beginning.
Mm.
Mustafa Ali was supposed to go an hour, like Kofi did.
Okay.
So they literally just interjected Kofi and just call it a day.
My money's on Kofi. And he loses it back to Daniel Bryan.
But you know what? Why not put Nakamura in here? Right?
I don't know.
Why not?
Very, very, very smart thinking.
There's a reason why he's not in this top, you know, this top feud.
Yeah.
And he's in this thing with Rusev right now.
What's that reason?
I don't know. I'm saying there has to be a reason. You can't go from the guy, the man that won the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Went to headline, you know, WWE Championship match at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. You didn't win. You couldn't beat AJ. You turned heel. Like, something went really quickly downhill for him.
That's what happens when you drop John Cena on his,
that's your theory,
on his head.
But that happened early on, no?
Listen, people are like, hey, do I drop? When you go to a store, let's say you go to Costco.
Yeah.
If you drop the manager at Costco on his head, you'll probably be banned.
It's quite possible, yeah.
If you go to the post office and suplex a postal worker, you will go to jail.
Yes.
That's not a good analogy.
Terrible analogy, but I understand what you mean.
But you get what I'm saying.
I get what you mean. I totally understand.
Not
what
the
you mean.
All right, here's a better analogy.
Okay.
If you're in an office and you have a Christmas party,
okay,
you don't throw up on the employee of the month.
Okay. Well, okay. Fine. I get it.
You want me to make another analogy?
It. Make me one more. Give me another one. Give me another why Nakamura is not in the main event.
If you were in the movie Beetlejuice,
okay,
and you're a sandworm,
okay,
you don't eat Beetlejuice. Okay. John Cena
is Beetlejuice.
Is Beetlejuice,
and Nakamura is a sandworm.
Nakamura is a sandworm.
Yeah, Stevie Richards was not happy with that, and he collapsed sometime during that. I had to put him back.
It's always when I say so, right. It's haunted. It's a haunted Stevie Richards.
It is a haunted Stevie Richards doll. You don't know what he does in here. He just tells me to get a PR40 microphone. He just yells at me and tells me to change my equipment. All right. So who do you have winning this?
Kofi.
Not happening.
Transitional champion.
Okay. You know what?
Losing it fast.
I'm gonna enjoy it. Enjoy this.
I love it.
I'm not gonna poo-poo on your parade. You know, we were talking about the worst type of fans that tell other fans that are really excited about something how they suck and they're wrong and they shouldn't be happy. I'm not gonna poo-poo on you.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell you
I'm
enjoy
wrong?
It. No, I'm gonna say I'm not gonna tell you you're wrong. I'm gonna say I hope that happens and I hope you're happy.
I think there's a project in what you're saying.
There's a project
about fans.
Yeah, there is some
good stuff, right?
You know what? We need another meeting, and then we'll announce it.
That, was a
that
teaser,
we're working on it.
By the way, guys.
Oh, Rich and I are working on something that'll blow your mind.
or not.
Or not. Or not. Or you cannot care. But if things go right, it'll be released for Christmas 2019.
Sure.
It'll be released for the holiday season 2019.
Good due date.
Yeah.
We're not telling you what
it
is.
And I will tell you what, though. It is not a VHS, and Blue Chew is not involved.
It's definitely an independent thing.
Yeah.
It might go to a film festival? No.
I'm just telling you. It's not on VHS, and Blue Chew is not involved. But if they were involved,
oh boy,
you could get a discount. Your first order is free. If you use offer code MATMEN when you check out, you just pay the shipping for $5. That's bluechew.com/MATMEN.
Can I add a little something to that?
Yeah.
I really do feel like we have 65 people in the chat room right now, right?
Yeah.
Even if you're a lady, try it. What's the worst that could happen?
No.
I take that back.
Don't try it.
don't try it. But listen, who doesn't love getting awesome boners?
Listen, it's a great achievement when you do
that's
one.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best. Anyway.
Thank you for that.
who's winning?
Who wrestles?
I have Kofi.
You have Kofi.
And you are poo-pooing on Kofi.
I'm not going to poo-poo on it anymore. Okay. I take it back.
Blue-Eyed Prince in the chat room did make a good point. Remember Jinder Hardbody Mahal won the WWE title, so anything could happen.
Yeah, listen, anything could happen. I'm going to go with, unfortunately, Randy Orton winning this.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't need another WrestleMania Randy
By the
Orton.
Way, this is for the title.
Yes.
Maybe. You know what? Daniel Bryan wins.
Mm-hmm.
But the feud will have to, something will happen between AJ and Orton.
Okay.
And they will have to face Daniel Bryan at the show.
I am still going with Kofi. But I'll agree with that statement because Daniel Bryan takes that title back on Tuesday and gets
okay.
into it with Randy.
Fine.
And, yeah.
You could do all the fan fiction you want. It's okay. I'm okay with
Listen,
it.
Listen, man.
I'm enjoying it.
Are you going to eat your shoe if Kofi wins?
No.
Why not?
Because it could happen.
Okay. All right.
It could happen.
You know I'm right.
You just want me to eat my shoe.
I'm also on the WWE creative.
You are, yeah, just leaking it. Guys, we have our own contest as well. If you enjoyed us doing this, you have about a couple minutes to go and fill out the form. MG Geek will post it in the chat room once again. You go and fill it out. I think I'm going to give away another Funko Pop to the winner.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'll do that. Let's see. What else do we have here? Anything else to talk about today? Oh, in other news.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. I'm not going to do the hover spot today. I'll save it for Thursday.
We got the MLW War Games.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. WWE bought the rights to the War Games trademark from MLW. MLW has held that trademark for quite some time. I want to say since 2002, 2003, mm-hmm. 2004, something around that time period. And they've been doing their own War Games.
Mm-hmm.
And WWE started doing it with NXT.
Right.
And it's quite possible that they may want to bring this to the main roster because I was told that they are possibly of it for WWE.
That makes the most sense in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that
Shark Tank happen, remember?
Yes. I do love that. I love that concept.
Yeah. By the way, Christopher LP in our chat room,
mm-hmm.
he says Boner Club. Somebody needs to make the Boner Club shirts with the Blue Chew logo. Yes. Someone needs to make that.
Guys, we're fully supporting this.
You're fully supporting this. Somebody has to come up with that. So they bought the rights. I'm curious to see War Games come to the main roster, which I like that it's an NXT thing to some extent.
Yes.
Because it's not, you know, bastardized on the main roster.
And you can get cool stuff out of it.
Yeah.
Look at Hansen from the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, all of them have been great. Also, WWE's going to Houston for the Royal Rumble in 2020.
Oh, boy.
Minute Maid Park. They're going to be in Minute Maid Park for the 2020 Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Big building again. I guess they were happy with a baseball stadium and how it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing another baseball stadium.
That's cool.
I guess maybe that's their thing now.
That's old school, man. And you know what that means? City Field.
Too cold, man.
No. Well, during January. Summer show in City Field.
You know what? I would love a summer show in City Field. But the problem is the Mets have to be on a away stretch for about 10 days.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait a minute. When do they do the... How long is the All-Star break?
I think it's a week. Yeah.
So if the Mets are away, it's quite possible. They'll never do Yankee Stadium, by the way.
No.
They would never do it.
It's a dirt hole.
Yankee Stadium, but around Yankee Stadium is not that fun.
It's a dirt.
It's a dirt. other news, 17 years ago today, the NWO debuted in WWE.
Oh, so crazy.
I kind of wanted to touch on this a little bit before we wrapped it up. Also, what are we doing during the show? Are we...
In what regard?
What do you want to do? Do you want to go live? Or do you want to make clip videos like for Instagram? And what are you planning?
Me, personally, I would love to do a watch-along.
You want to do a watch-along?
I do want to do a watch-along.
Okay.
If you have something else in mind, I'm open to suggestion.
We could do a watch-along.
I've been drinking. My inhibitions have been lowered.
You want to watch it here?
Yeah, whatever you
want. We'll just do it here.
Can we open the door or the window?
Yeah. We'll do that for that.
A little hot.
Yeah, we'll do a watch-along. You guys are into this? If you guys want to do a watch-along, we can do a watch-along. That's fine.
And then blow us kisses.
Yeah. Give us a kissy face if you want to do
the face, the emoji with the two hearts in their eyes if you want us to do a watch-along.
Yeah. Let's see.
Also, part of that watch-along will be watching us eat pizza.
Yeah, we got to order pizza. We got to order Luigi's, actually. Let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah, please.
NWO. 2002.
Right.
They show up.
Yes.
This was something that came out of nowhere, by the way.
Absolutely.
There were the rumors that they were negotiating, and it just happened. they literally took all of us, and they brought the NWO, and they did this whole thing where Vince McMahon brought them in, and the Vince McMahon was a reason for them to show up, and then they did nothing with them. They They dropped them. Kevin Nash got hurt.
Right.
Scott Hall lost his mind.
Yeah.
And Hogan turned face.
Hogan was the only... But you know what? If the end of that story was Hogan returning the way he did, then it's okay.
Then it makes up for it.
I guess. Because WrestleMania 18, Hogan and Rock, one of the greatest matches of all time.
Yeah, listen, psychological match, right? It was ups and downs. It wasn't, by today's standard, a great match, but it was a great match for what it was.
I think it was just a great, you know, like, because you want that crowd. You want that crowd love, and they both delivered. Rock flipped during that match because he saw the pop that Hogan was getting.
Smart guy. You know what? I don't think people would have done it today. I don't think if that happened today, it wouldn't have. Nobody would make the audible to turn heel.
That's exactly what it was.
It was an audible.
Listen, great match. And then at what point did we have that weird resurrection of the NWO with Shawn Michaels and his Goupil?
Literally with his Goupil. Man, that was right after that. It was right after that. So this is Kevin Nash said he's redoing. And then they had that weird. So. SummerSlam, HBK faced
Triple H,
right?
In the street fight.
And then he won it at Survivor Series.
Yes.
So this is from March, from April. It happened between April and in August.
Right.
Whatever happened between that. What a weird time.
Very short-lived.
Booker T was in it.
Right, yeah.
Goldust was trying to get in the NWO. It was Big Show. It was X-Pac. What a weird...
I ate it up. Crew. I don't know about you.
I did too. Listen, I watched it, but it was like a non-event. They didn't do anything. Kevin Nash couldn't wrestle. Shawn Michaels couldn't wrestle. Yeah. Booker T was the only one wrestling. And Goldust was obsessed with him.
Right. Is this when he had Tourette's?
No, he got Tourette's after this.
When he got electrocuted
so by Evolution, I think.
God, I love wrestling.
By the way, he never got Tourette's.
Oh, it was just...
He never got Tourette's.
Getting electrocuted.
He got electrocuted.
Okay.
Yeah, he got electrocuted.
Dude, let's... We got a lot of kissies.
We got a lot of kissies, okay.
I think we should do a watch along. Are you up for it?
I'm up for it, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
Do Big Spoon or Little Spoon tonight?
I'll be the Little Spoon tonight.
We're gonna also do the watch along while posing for Prime Pictures.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's wrap it up for this. We're gonna disconnect and reconnect. I guess that's how we'll do this.
Yeah.
So I could save this video, so it's out there, and then we'll do a watch along. So if you're in the chat room, guys, stay tuned and come back in like 5 minutes. If you listen to this post show. Just download the show and love us. Guys, you can fund us on Patreon, patreon.com/MattMenPodcast. You can go there, fund us there. You can fund us here on YouTube, hit that dollar button and become a super chatter and super user and fund us here. Also subscribe where podcasts are available. Follow us on Twitter, MattMenPodcast, and on Instagram, MattMenPodcast. Guys, we'll see you all next time. Take care.